SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
The Jamaica Fire Brigade will be intensifying its public education campaign to reduce bushfires across the island. Also in today's program, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and child health and safety tip. Welcome, and do stay with us. In 2014, some 9,000 bushfires were recorded, and since the start of this year, there have been 4,039 bushfires. This continues to cost millions in losses for farmers and residents across the country. In light of this, the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, will be intensifying its public education campaign across all parishes in order to reduce the incidence of fires, particularly bushfires. State Minister for Local Government and Community Development, Colin Fagan, says the JFB will be partnering with entities such as the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, the Forestry Department, and the Jamaica Agricultural Society.
There will be a special emphasis on those areas of Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Thomas, Clarendon, Manchester, St. Elizabeth, that historically experienced high levels of these incidents.
Meanwhile, Commissioner of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Errol Mowat, is advising Jamaicans that there should be no open burning at this time.
If it means that we must work with the police or any other agent of state to ensure that we bring this to an end, we will have to. We can't continue to operate that way. We just don't have the resources.
Farmers are again being urged to desist from using the slash and burn method to clear lands.
Join us in Kingston for the Jamaica Film Festival, July 7 to 11. An exciting showcase of local and international talent, business networking opportunities with international industry experts, premieres and screenings of the world's recent and best films for 5 days in the business capital of Jamaica, where art meets business. It's the Jamaica Film Festival, Kingston, July 7 to 11. See the press for details or visit filmjamaica.com. Brought to you by Jampro in association with Red Stripe, Digicel, Chase, JTB, Tuff Gong International, and Exim Bank.
One of the objectives of Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, is for both large and small manufacturers to become more competitive. It is hoped that these manufacturers will successfully develop and market products with a special Jamaican appeal to the Caribbean and the world. The Ministry of Health will be carrying out fogging in the following communities in Kingston and St. Andrew on Wednesday, July 8: Sandy Park, Mountain View, and Norman Gardens. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
When I was a child, I never know no electric. I know guitar, banjo, fife, and they play. We have a house a little way from my house. They call down there big yard. And when we go down there now, plenty of people come there and they play a ring play. You know? The old people, them wear tall dress, tall way down for them in step. And the little children, them wear them ordinary dress. And when they go down there now, my uncle blow the fire. And Brother James scrape the grater. And the father take him on and beat the pan. And it sound like a drum. And we dance.
I believe the children are our future.
Now, our child health and safety tip. We talk growth and development. Do you know all the ways you should measure your child's growth? We naturally think of height and weight, but from birth to 5 years, your child should reach milestones in how he plays, learns, speaks, and acts. Growth charts have been used by pediatricians, nurses, and parents to track the growth of infants, children, and adolescents to determine if the growth of a child is adequate. Ensure that your child is growing and developing properly. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.